Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, September 5th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Amazon revealed viewership data for a Prime Video series for the first time, and unsurprisingly, the figures were good. It said its Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power series was viewed by 25 million viewers globally in its first 24 hours. Although there are no direct numbers from Amazon to compare this to, it said this was the biggest premiere in the history of Prime Video. Amazon confirmed that since August 12th, it began implementing a 72-hour delay for user reviews posted to Prime Video content. In this window, Amazon determines if a review is genuine or created by a bot or in bad faith. Cloudflare announced it stopped providing services to the site Kiwi Farms. In late August, it cut off Kiwi Farms from its paid services, but was still providing free DDoS protection services. Cloudflare CEO Matthew Prince said the move was in response to imminent danger from the site at a pace law enforcement couldn't keep up with. Last week, Prince defended providing DDoS protection and caching services to sites with, quote, despicable content, and called cutting off sites a dangerous precedent. The IRS announced a human coding error exposed personal information for roughly 120,000 taxpayers that submitted a Form 990-T to its website. Information included individual names and business contact information. Tax-exempt organizations with unrelated business income must file a Form 990-T. This information is supposed to be public. However, people with retirement accounts invested in assets that generate income must also submit the form. These filings are private. The coding error just made all 990T submissions public. Google announced it will let users choose alternative payment systems for Google Store in-app purchases for users in India, Australia, Indonesia, Japan, and the European Economic Area. Google says non-gaming developers globally can apply to qualify for this program. The CEO of the crypto exchange Binance, Chenjing Zhao, or CZ, posted on the company's blog that Binance was never incorporated in China. Crypto exchanges were banned in China months after Binance launched. He says most employees left the country by late 2018, and it has no official home base, although its location is in Hong Kong. According to a statement from the Nigeria Export Processing Zones Authority, Nigeria and Binance began talks to establish a digital economic zone to fast-track entrepreneurs developing blockchain tech. The partnership aims to model the zone after the Dubai Virtual Free Zone, which Binance also partnered on last year, providing crypto-friendly laws, regulations, and tax incentives. As part of Snap's major restructuring announced last week, the company shuttered its Web3 team. Research program manager Jake Scheinman confirmed the move and said he left the company. Back in July, Snap began experimenting with letting creators incorporate NFTs into lenses on Snapchat. When he announced the restructuring, CEO Evan Spiegel identified augmented reality as one of its strategic priorities. LG Electronics released LG Art Lab in the U.S., a platform to let users buy, sell, and trade NFTs on its smart TVs. TVs running webOS 5.0 or newer support the platform. The U.K.'s Treasury's Office of Financial Sanctions Implementation updated its guidance to now require cryptocurrency exchanges to report suspected sanction breaches to U.K. authorities immediately. This comes as the UK explicitly added crypto assets to funds that must be frozen if the government imposes sanctions. This includes both cryptocurrencies as well as NFTs. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple currently has three mixed reality headsets in development. The N301 is the high-end headset previously reported on, set for launch in early 2023, likely under the name Apple Reality Pro. The N602 model seems to be a successor to the N301 with a potentially lower cost. Last, the N421 represents Apple's vision for augmented reality glasses, but seems to be years off at this point. Gurman also reported that the iPhone 14 Pro will feature a larger battery than its predecessor, the second year Apple has upped capacity on its Pro line, if true. No word on if the standard iPhone 14 will get a bigger battery. And finally, Samsung began rolling out One UI 4.1.1, which includes the foldable optimized Android 12L, rolling out to devices going as far back as the original Galaxy Fold. The update adds updated gestures to launch multitasking, a new taskbar, and expanded front screen capabilities on the Z Flip 3. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.